Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Blah, Blah, Blah. I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Zulema.
And I didn't realize I still have our headphones on. I was like, hello. I can hear you guys so well. It's so insane. But no, it's because I have the headphones on.
What was everyone's highlight of their week?
Sue, I love that question.
Yeah, I just did that.
That is like a question that I ask all the time and I get shit for. So I'm like so happy to answer.
I know, I'm pulling the Cicely.
The highlight of my week was that I started my new job, which I'm really excited about, which we just talked about off the pod. But yeah, that's really awesome. And then I kind of put in my, like, I'm done at my last job that I was laid off from, but still like kind of working kind of for doing like some like random contract stuff for. So it really feels like this week I was writing in my diary was like the start of kind of like a new chapter in my life, which I'm really excited for, especially like a new chapter career wise. So I'm just like so
happy. And you're
going
to be working in person, which I feel like...
Oh my God.
Tell me about that, because you were talking to me about that earlier. And I feel like I've worked in person and I've worked remotely, and I like working in person 1,000 times better.
Well, you always said that too. You always were like, especially when you worked over in the West Village and I would come see you, you're like, oh, I love working in person, yada, yada, yada. And I was always like, no, like working remote is the best because you can go do everything. You can like work from home. You can be in your PJs. Like, it's just so nice. But, and I've only really worked from home. My first job out of college, I was at an agency and I did 2 days in the office and then 3 days at home. And that was nice, like the little hybrid, but also like right when you felt like you had your groove going, you were going into the, like it felt like everything was always changing. Also, that job was just awful. So hard to base anything off of that. But then my last job that I've worked at for like 2.5 years, that was like fully remote. And I thought I really liked it because I had so much, I don't know, just
you
freedom.
Have a lot of freedom. I think in theory it's nice. Like everyone's like, oh, I would love to work remote. But then when you're actually doing it, you kind of go insane.
Because
you're not talking to anyone. You're working where you're sleeping, where you're eating. You're just doing everything in the same room, especially in New York.
Totally.
You're like in this small, small space.
Exactly. And then we are senior year of college. We were also remote. So and working in our rooms and everything was in our rooms and our like free time, our fun time, our like TV watching, our work, our anything was in our room. And so it just felt like for years, I've just been like in that bubble of just having my apartment and my room just be everything. Mm-hmm. And I never thought that I would be the girl that'd be like, I love working in person.
Yeah.
Like I never thought that would be me just because I love the flexibility it offers me to work remote. But I love working in person. Like it has changed my life and I've only done it 2 days.
Yeah.
So maybe that will change, but
I feel like the great thing is like you go to work, you do your job, and then you get to come home and just like relax.
Oh my God.
Which is like a crazy feeling that you didn't even know you could feel until you like work in person.
No, literally. And it's I don't even know what else to say about it, but coming home from work and just like walking home and being able to just like leave everything you did there and not worry about like, okay, bringing that home or doing anything is just the best feeling actually ever. Like it makes me feel just so accomplished for the day too. And also like something that you and I were talking about the other day was not feeling like you're doing enough, you know? And I feel like when you work remote, there's this pressure of like productivity. And like, how do you feel productive and how much work are you getting done? And like, you can always do more, which is like something that was always hard for me because especially my company that I worked for remotely, they were based out of Seattle. So they were working later than I should have been, but I would like continue working and try to get stuff done, whatever. And I like so often, I've talked about this with my therapist so many times, but I base like my like, not happiness, but my like success of the day based on productivity. And that's just like what I do. And I've always done that. And when you're working from home and you're like supposed to be productive all day long, essentially, because nobody's watching you, like it can really mess with your brain.
Yeah. Well, I always felt like I wasn't doing enough. And if I had any questions, I was like, well, I don't want to bother anyone.
Yeah.
Like you have to like Slack them or like ask them a question, even if it's a small thing. And just in person, you just like go up to them and ask them a question.
Exactly.
And I feel like when you're like texting someone or like messaging someone, I'm always like trying to like come off as like super nice. Exactly. And I like interpret, like if they're not, if they're sending a period after their sentence, I'm like, oh, they're definitely mad at me. Like I am going to get fired tomorrow. Like,
no, literally.
I literally was worried every week at my remote job that I was going to get fired.
No, literally.
And like they probably weren't even like thinking about me.
No, definitely. I totally agree with that. Like even like yesterday something happened where the girl that I'm working with who's training me right now, she was like, okay, for like 50, at the end of like, when we have 15 minutes left, like, let's talk about boundaries. If somebody would have slacked that to me, I would have been like, yeah. I overstepped a boundary. Like, yeah. What did I do that was so wrong? But it's just so casual. And I've also like never onboarded in person. I've always onboarded remotely. And to onboard and train and figure it all out in person with somebody like sitting across from you, helping you, is a totally different experience.
Yeah.
And it's just the best. So that's the highlight of my week, was just
yay,
getting my new job and starting, and feels like I'm really like getting my new chapter started.
Yeah.
And also like my 2024 list of goals and aspirations and bucket list stuff. One of them, like, I feel like I'm crossing stuff off of it. And one of them was like, get more clarity in your career. Like, what do you want to do? Or maybe like pivot something. So
yeah, things are happening.
Things are happening. What was the highlight of your week?
Probably our dinner party. Mm-hmm. So fun.
Do you want to talk about that?
Say that? But okay, you can take that from me.
You better start thinking.
I'm like, fuck, I didn't do anything else this week. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm a little hungover. Yeah, it was really fun. We've been wanting to do a one night a week where we get together and cook something from a cookbook. And I did vegetarian shepherd's pie.
So good.
So delicious.
So good, which if you don't know what shepherd's pie is, it's like vegetables or meat, and then you put mashed potatoes on top of it and you bake it like a casserole, which is so good. And yeah, it was just fun to like set up my apartment with all the candles and make it all cute and cozy. And Cicely made a really good dip. Zoo made the best cookies. I've been eating them all week.
Oh, I finished. They're done.
They're so good.
Yeah. I had, because the cookies you made were so good, because what were they, like oatmeal, cherry, dark chocolate?
Yeah. Oh my God, you nailed it.
Yeah, those are so good. I like was looking at them, so I was like, I need to recreate these. You could have them
I'll send you the recipe.
Oh, please do.
It's Bon Appetit.
Oh, well, yeah. They were Bon Appetit.
And it didn't even taste gluten-free or anything.
It didn't. Yeah. And I had, which is maybe not good, but I had one for breakfast because it felt almost like a granola bar or something. Yeah, or oatmeal or something.
Chocolate oatmeal.
Yeah, you could have it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
It's the same ingredients. It's just like oats and cherry and dark chocolate and like eggs.
No, exactly. It was so good. And the same ingredients as like a bar.
Yeah.
Like a homemade bar. It was so delicious. And then your shepherd's pie was so divine.
Oh my God, that was so divine. When I came home that night after we had eaten, I literally was like, I came back and I opened the thing and I was just like eating it out of like the container.
It took me a lot not to do that, but especially with your cookies too. But the next day for lunch, I posted a TikTok about this. I felt like Martha Stewart. I felt like Martha Stewart. I felt like Ina Garten. I sat down to have my lunch and I had cheese leftover, shepherd's pie, and I had my homemade bread and I toasted it. And I just felt like,
Nara Smith is like quaking.
Nara Smith and her kitchen and her homemade Cinnamon Toast Crunch could never. Like, yeah. I just felt.
Your bread was so good too. I had it the next day.
Yay, I'm so glad. I'm on a bread kick, you guys.
You gotta try to make gluten free.
I will.
Because that is like uncharted territory.
No, I will. Yeah. Maybe today I'll do that. I was like gonna do some things around my apartment, but that could be something around my apartment. Yeah, after my Equinox fitness test later today.
No, I feel like I've been in such a recipe rut because I used to literally eat the same thing for every meal.
Girl,
and it
me
was
too.
Like consistent. Like I knew I had something to look forward to. It would always hit the same. I could just go to the grocery store, buy the same thing every week.
Plus, I think it's hard when you're cooking for one person because say you get a sweet potato sausage. Well, let's talk about my hyperfixation meal for like 10 months. But sweet potato sausage.
Are you still in that?
I had it yesterday and it didn't hit as hard.
It's the worst feeling.
Well, also,
that's what I'm going through.
But on my 2024 list of goals, aspiration, things I want to do, it was experiment with recipes, yeah. try new things, like don't just eat the same thing. So I think that's probably wise, because I have been experiencing new things and new flavors, and then I go back to that and I'm like, ooh, what was that? Yeah. But it's hard when you're living by yourself and cooking for one person, because you have only so many, like the groceries are gonna go bad.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you have to make it a few times.
That literally, we went to the farmer's market last weekend, and I bought this like bag of arugula because we were at this like stand, and I was like, that'd be cute of me to like get some greens. Mm-hmm. Health queen, health queen. I don't like arugula, first of all. I don't know. Anyways.
You don't?
No, I don't. I like spinach. You love
spinach, yeah.
But I was like, oh, this arugula looks like so cute, and like it's the farmer's market. It's probably great. And so I'm like, oh, I'm not going to look at the price. It's literally like a bag. It's like a Ziploc bag of arugula.
It's not even full.
Probably
either.
Like $4 or something. Like, okay, fine. She rings me up and she was like $16, and I felt so embarrassed. I wasn't not going to pay for it, because at that point, like, I was in, like, my card was like about to touch the thing, and I was like, did she like make a mistake? And I was like, oh my God, she literally, it was probably like $1.60. Like, yeah. She probably made a mistake. And I was like, oh, should I go back and like tell her that like she made a mistake? Is she going to refund me the money? And
could
so
I like
turned to G and I was like, I think she like might have rang me up wrong. Like, it was $16. And you were like, oh no, yeah, it was $16. And
oh my God.
I still haven't eaten it, and it's going bad, and I feel so guilty.
You should make like, I guess it's stupid. If it's $16, you don't really want to blend it up. You know, you kind of want to eat it fresh. But I was like, you could add it to smoothies or make like a sauce, like a pasta sauce with like arugula or like whatever.
This much.
I know the bag, when I saw your guys' bags, it like wasn't even filled up to the top.
It's like a bag of potato chips.
Have you eaten it?
But
I got a different kind, and I ate it. It was really good. And then I got arugula from a different place.
Yeah.
It's like a bigger bag for cheaper.
Yeah, I don't know why I got it, because I don't even like the taste of arugula, but I thought that I was like gonna like it. I don't know.
I feel like there's this thing where it's like, okay, don't go to the grocery store hungry. Like, almost like don't go to like the farmer's market like too inspired.
Yeah, because you're gonna start getting some weird
then
shit.
Then you start getting some funky
$16
stuff.
Bags of arugula.
Yeah. Oh God, like, you don't eat, like, you just like stop thinking.
Yeah.
Also, like that day, I will not to give excuses, but it was raining.
It was raining, so I was like thrown off.
You were so thrown off, probably, and like didn't really know, you know, you were just hustling around trying to get your goods.
Saying the zoo, it felt like we were actually at a farm.
Yeah.
It was like raining and all the stuff was like
kind of wet.
The potatoes were like dirty. It was like rustic.
Yes,
I liked it.
It was.
Yeah.
How did your friend hangout go?
Went so well. So I studied abroad with this girl, and I was only abroad, or we were all kind of only abroad, you a little bit longer, but like a month and a half ish. And
that's it?
That's like it. We got there in end of January, and then we left.
Oh, I was there a little longer.
Yeah, like early
March,
I think. So like not that long. But when you study abroad, like you feel close to people, because it's your first time being away. You're so vulnerable because you're just kind of lonely and sad, kind of. At least I was, because I was just in a new place and didn't really know what was going on. And I met like a great group of girls, and then we got sent home. COVID happened, and we just like kind of kept in touch, but like never really saw each other. And then we both ended up moving back to New York City, and we just haven't seen each other. And I don't know what happened there. I think we were both just trying to like figure everything out, but we got a drink. She texted me, and I was telling Zoo, I was so nervous. Like, I thought I was going to throw up, because I've talked about this a lot, but I feel like we already knew each other, so I knew that I like her, obviously, but friend dates are just so intimidating. Because at least a date with somebody that could be a romantic interest, like there is that aspect about it of like, okay, there's a romantic interest, especially like if you're like going on a date with a guy, you're like, oh, they probably like me or whatever, or something like there's, you know, like a baseline of maybe I hold a little bit like more power in the situation. Not that it's about power, but you know what I mean? And with girlfriends or like hanging out with girls, it's like you're both assessing each other kind of equally, and it's just hard. It's like meeting new friends is so hard, but like also for me, like reconnecting with old friends sometimes is like just so intimidating for me. So,
and I feel like when you're meeting up with a girl, like, your conversations are so much deeper than, yeah, like, any first date that you're having or any date that you're having with a guy.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe. Maybe I just, like, haven't met any intellectually advanced men.
No,
probably haven't. But, like, usually, like, when I'm, like, having a conversation with a girl, like, we get a lot deeper.
Yeah, and it's, there are different questions to be asked, and I haven't really been, like, challenged, like, that much, I feel like. I've had, like, you girls for a while, so it's, like, making new friends, like, hasn't really been on my mind. And then this past summer, I met somebody new too. And I was so nervous for that too, just because you just don't know what to expect. And it's not even of like, do you like each other? It's like, do you get along is more so it. Whereas like a guy, if I go on a date with a guy, it's like, oh, do we like each other? Like, do I think he's cute? Do I like his personality? It's kind of similar with making friends, but just I think another level of difficulty. I don't really know how to describe it, but it was so good. It was raining and I was like considering maybe canceling. Because I was so nervous and I had just finished my first day of training and I was tired and I was just like literally so nervous. I like thought I was going to throw up. And then I was like, just go, Cicely, just do it. And I went, we went to this wine bar like in the, like it's over 2-3 blocks above Washington Square Park called like Amelia's or something. And great wine bar. And it was just so awesome. Like we like saw each other and like instantly that connection was back, which I haven't seen her in like 3 years. I saw her once when we first moved to the city. We like sat in Washington Square Park for a little bit, but I haven't seen her in so long. And I mean, I just like love her. And I think also when you've been apart,
you wouldn't say if it went badly on the pod, probably.
I wouldn't, but like I'm being honest, guys. But I just actually I think I would say if it went badly, but I would just maybe not repost it on my Instagram story.
Yeah.
But it was just like, I don't know, it was just so nice.
It's nice to like reconnect with a friend from like a moment in time that you share together.
Yeah.
Cause like obviously we weren't abroad with you, but you can like, you guys were, and you can like talk about that and like reminisce on that. Like that's how I kind of feel with like my high school friends. Mm-hmm. It's like we, whenever we're together, we like always are like talking about our high school experience, which is nice. Cause it's like, we both share that.
We share that, which nobody else does. Yeah. And also I think since so much time had passed between us, I had made assumptions for like things happening or why we weren't hanging out or like I think I had hyped up of like all these things, not like anything bad, but I was like, oh, maybe we're not like, maybe we weren't that close, or maybe we have like different ideas of like friendship, or maybe we have different wants in a friendship, or we have different interests, or yada, yada, yada. And I think I was just like saying all these things to like justify not seeing each other, which it was like both of our faults. Like it didn't lie on like one person, but seeing her, I'm just like, no, like we were close for a reason, you know. Yeah. Like we bonded so much in Amsterdam because we have so many things in common and we have similar ideas and whatever. And that was just, I was reminded of that, which is nice. Yeah. And like the second I saw her like sitting there, I was like, oh my God, like there's my girl. Like I just, that's, it was so nice. That's, and we like sat there for like 4 or 5 hours, just like talking. So we had like so much to catch up on.
Yeah.
And it's also like nice kind of like having so much to catch up on, because it's like you're reminiscing about like, it was like made me happy too, because I was reminiscing about my last 3 years and like they've been happy years. Yeah, makes you realize
like how much you've done.
Yeah, how much I've done. Like,
and how much you've changed.
Yeah, how much change has happened, because when I knew her, I was like not even fully dating my now ex-boyfriend. Like we were just like kind of together. And so much has changed. And I was like, my family was living in San Francisco, or they were living in New York actually at the time.
Oh my God, that's
and
crazy.
I was still in college and I didn't really know where I wanted to do or where I wanted to be. And it's just like, we were two adults. We met as two, in my opinion, like kids, just like,
yeah,
not struggling, but like unsure of like where we were going and what was happening and just like living by the moment. And now we're like two adults. Like living our lives.
Still unsure about what's going on.
Still fully unsure about what's going on, but at least we have like a few things settled, which it was just like so nice. It was so nice. Yeah. And it just made me so happy. And I think like it's just, you get the gratification you get from hanging out with a friend, especially when you haven't seen them for a long time or whatever, is just so valuable. I don't know.
It really is.
And you were saying too how like having girlfriends is so important, and it is, like, and having like good girlfriends is so important.
Yeah, because I feel like you're just able to connect on like a a deeper level than you are with like a boyfriend or something. But
it's just different.
It's yeah. different. Yeah. I don't know. It's different. But I feel like it's nice that she made the effort to like reach out to you because totally. There are so many people where I'm like, oh, I should reach out to them, or like we'll DM and I'll be like, we should hang out soon. But I never actually like make the effort to hang out with them.
I know.
Because it's really scary. And like you have to keep putting in the effort to like maintain a friendship. And I just like being alone a lot of the times.
I know.
And like when I am around people, I'm like around you guys because I don't yeah. really have to like think about it or like try really.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And I'm also the type of person where I think I'm a good-ish communicator, but unless you kind of, I think I can get, which I think I, backtrack. I think I come across as very social and it's easy for me to make friends and just like confident in that aspect of my life. But I feel like I'm a very anxious person when it comes to like making friends and meeting new people. And I just think I put so many expectations on it. I think mm-hmm. I'm really good at, if I go to a bar and I meet somebody and I'm like friendly with them, I think I'm really good at making, like feeling really close to them that night and like, oh, I can make friends. Oh, that's so easy, you know? And I think it comes across as like, Cicely makes friends so easily. She's so social. She's so easy to get along with, whatever. And then it's for me, the harder part is like, okay, now we've had this night together where we've bonded, or me and this friend from Amsterdam or from abroad, we've had this month and a half together where we were mm-hmm. bonded. Is it going to translate? Like, is it going to continue yeah. the next day? Is it going to continue the next hangout? And like, that's what's hard for me. And that's where I get anxious is I'm like, I feel like I've set this precedent of we're really close and I'm really easy to get along with or yeah. fun or whatever it is. Like, how do I continue that in the next time we hang out and make yeah. sure we stay as close or feel the same connection? And like, that's where I get super anxious. So
yeah,
sometimes it's easier for me to just avoid the second hangout or the third, or if it's been a while, like hanging out again,
yeah.
rather than try to like, I don't know. I just, sometimes it's easier to like, yeah. avoid it.
It's hard because you like literally have to just like put in hours to like, you get comfortable with each other. Like I feel like in the beginning you're like, okay, we have to have like an event, like we mm-hmm. go to a coffee shop or we're getting drinks or we're getting dinner. And I guess what I loved about like college is like you could just like go to someone's dorm and like hang out. Like that's my favorite yeah. kind of friendship, is like you just go to like their apartment or you're just like hanging out. You don't have to have like something that you're doing necessarily. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, I love that. I also yeah. think like, I mean, you girls are like such great friends to me that it is hard sometimes like making new friends because I always like compare it to you guys. Yeah. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm so comfortable with them. I can just sit on the couch and we can like sit in silence and it's fine, you know? And when you meet new friends, you can't really do that. So yeah. then you're like, oh my God, it's so hard. Like, I just want to go like be silent with my friends kind of.
And it does like, it takes a lot of energy. Like you so are much energy. Kind of like performing in a way mm-hmm. and like trying to make a good impression. Mm-hmm. And so you're putting a lot of effort in.
No, exactly. But I think it's, I always feel it's so worth it. Like I feel so rewarded after hanging out with somebody new and mm-hmm. like making a new friend. So I always have to, I mean, G said this thing about working out, which translates to everything where she's like, you're never going to regret it. You're always going to feel good after this quote, but it translates to so many things. Like I think yeah. hanging out with a new person, like you're never, hopefully you're never really going to regret it. And you're probably going to feel good after. Yeah. So you just have to do it and put yourself out there. And it's kind of probably how I do 99% of the things in my life, is thinking about how I'm going to feel after.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to feel so good once that work is done. You
That's
know,
so true.
I'm going to feel so good once I like make that new friend or go hang out with them or put myself out there. Or
yeah.
Whatever. It's just hard to put yourself out there.
It is hard.
And not to bring it back to like remote work, but when you don't work, you know, like everything I do is online, or everything I did was online. So I think it kind of made me a little awkward.
No, you like forget to how to have interactions.
You forget to add.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. What was the highlight of your week?
Well, probably the dinner party, but
other than that.
Oh wait, actually the highlight of my week was reading A Court of Thorns and Roses, finishing the first book.
Oh, you finished it?
Yeah.
After we
oh like God. Met for our dinner party, when I was like, oh, it's so slow, like nothing is happening. Yeah. Like the next chapter everything things started happening and I was like, oh, it's getting good.
I found out like so much interesting information about the series.
What about it? Is it a spoiler?
No.
Okay.
At my acting class, this girl, I sat down, it's like a new class, and she had a Sarah J. Maas book on the table. And I was like,
Sarah.
I said, that's my girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that your book? She's like, yeah. And it was the next series that she's written. I forget what it's called. Throne of Glass or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then there's another one. Something Ash. I forget. She's like, two more series. And then this other girl comes in and she goes, oh yeah, this is the girl that introduced me to the whole, like all the books. And this girl was saying that for the next series, which is Throne of Glass, I think, basically there's like so many books. Like there's tons, more than A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Whoa.
And there's like an order that you can read them in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can like decide. Basically, she wrote this like book third. Also, side note, this series she wrote before A Court of Thorns and Roses, she wrote it at 16 years old. She started the first book. Was saying it's really interesting because when you read it, you're like, you can kind of tell it's like her first book.
Yeah.
But isn't that insane that she wrote it at 16?
And anyways, I just don't know how you write even A Court of Thorns and Roses. Like, how do you write like five books that are like 600? I'm like, how do you have that much information going on up there?
But yeah, so the third book that she wrote in that next series is a prequel, I guess, to the book. The girl was saying, if you want to like know more information, you find out what happens regardless, but if you mm-hmm. want to know more information in advance, then you read that first, or you can read it like later if you want to not know. So it's like Star Wars with like
prequels and wait, stuff.
That is so that interesting. Wow. It's like an interactive book.
Excited.
It's like an interactive book thing.
That's really fun.
So wait, what did you think of the first one?
Well, I thought the first 200 pages were like so slow. And I was like, is anything going to happen in this book? Or is she just going to like be in this castle forever?
Mm-hmm.
And then like things started happening and I was like, this is really good. And so like the second half of the book, I was like, I read it super quickly. And then I texted Cicely because I was like, I need the second one like now. Can I pick it up?
I was like, girl, come over. I was like, come on.
So yeah, now I'm on the second one. And I'm trying to like take my time because I don't want to, you know, it's so good. Like I want to savor it.
That's what I'm trying to do with this third one. I'm like really trying to take my time on it because I think the first and second one, I read them each in 2 weeks. Like I read both of them in 2 weeks because I was just like whizzing through.
The second one? Oh my god, the last one that I'm on, it is so spicy.
Really?
I was talking to these girls too because they were like, what book are you? And I was like, I'm on the last one. And she was like, oh, that's the spiciest one of them all.
Really?
And I was like,
oh, I thought the second one would be.
I was like, that's interesting. Like, I haven't encountered anything yet. And she was like, well, how far are you? And I was like, not that much. Yeah. It's like a big book. Oh, it's getting like Archer's voice vibes.
You're kidding.
Okay, well, first of all, can you say what like, Archer's voice is?
Yeah, Archer's voice is like this romance book that I read that is like so good, but it's basically just porn. It's like very graphic, like sex scenes. And I thought that's what like A Court of Thorns and Roses was going to be about. I thought that it was going to be really explicit, but it's not. It's very like insinuating stuff, but not really. It's Archer's like kids could read it.
Voice is like rated R, and this is like PG-13.
Maybe Archer's voice is so good.
Archer's voice changed my life.
But this last one, she starts.
It's about Nesta.
The C word.
Jeez.
C-U-M?
No.
Or C-U-N-T?
Neither.
What?
C-U-N-T. C-O-C-K.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That's going to be the intro for this.
I read it. I was shook. Because she doesn't say. She never says anything. Insinuating.
Yeah.
Oh, now you've, like, read it, so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't she's like, my fire burned strong.
Yeah. And I roared. I roared to break the house down. I was like, are you fucking Goldilocks? Like, what's going on?
No, yeah. It's like, so funny. Surprising how she, like, changes it up for this last one. I don't know what
happened.
Was
she 16 when she wrote the first one and then 27 when she wrote the last one? Yeah.
I don't know. The next series, she does that. Oh, or the next series she wrote when she was 16. I think this one she wrote later. And this girl was saying...
I thought this was her first series, and then she wrote the other one after.
Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting.
Also, this girl was saying that...
Who is this girl? I'm like, we gotta bring her. We gotta bring her as like a guest.
You guys, we connected. Like, this is such a good book to like connect with people.
I know,
because like you're, it's like feel like you're in a cult.
Yeah.
She said that there's another book coming out for A Court of Thorns and Roses. Like, she's gonna make another one.
Really?
What?
Or she's writing another one.
Oh My God, she is like, I don't know how she's written this many books.
How do you write all this and then have a life? It's like pages and pages and pages.
And apparently in the other books, like, there's crossover characters, like Asriel and like all these other people. It's like, it's all in the same universe, which I didn't know.
Oh, I didn't know that. Which I kind of like.
It's all the same universe, like kind of the same lore a little bit, but yeah, some crossover characters apparently, which is kind of cool.
I like that it's in the same universe, because I was thinking, I was like, could I read the next series? I'm like, I don't know if I want to fall in love with like a whole new like area, a whole new like fantasy land. Like, I'm just so connected to this one that I'm like, it would be hard for me to imagine a whole new one. Like, I don't have enough space.
This girl was talking about like the lead girl in the next book. And I was like, I can't even imagine having another lead girl. But she was like, this girl, Salinas or something. She was like, she's amazing. Like, you like are in love with her. Because I like Feyre, but
she frustrates me sometimes. Kind of like how in Twilight, Bella would frustrate me. You know, I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
You're literally putting yourself in so much danger. Or like Harry Potter in Harry Potter, how he always put himself in danger. I'm like, can we not? Like, can we just be smart? Like,
it'll be interesting to see how she creates a new lead character and how it differs.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I have something to look forward to.
I'm just like, I have
to live for.
I have fucked myself over though, because I'm going to be living in fantasy land for the next like 4 years. If there's how many books in this next series, and then she has more series.
So many. This girl's like,
I'm not mad about it, but
take a break after this and then like come back.
Yeah.
I think it was going to like skew my reality.
Yeah.
Well, I have like four other books that I like bought that I was like, oh, I'm so excited to read these, but I was like, I'm going to read this one first because Akotar, because G was hyping it up, and I was like going to go on a plane and it seemed right. Wrong decision. I should have read those first and then this one, because now I'm just in this probably for the rest of my life.
And you're not coming out anytime soon.
For like the rest of my life, probably, if she continues like writing this stuff.
And I can't even imagine like a series being better than this one, but apparently the next ones are better. Oh my God. Also interesting, she was saying they're a lot more like plot driven.
Okay.
They're not like as romancy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I'm gonna feel about that. I love romance books.
I love the romance. Like,
I don't know how it's gonna be, but I guess.
Well, in the second one, the one that you're reading, that's I think why I read it so quickly, is because I was trying to get to the romance pieces. So I was just like reading to like get to those little snippets of romance. And that's why I finished it in like 4 days. Because I was just like, I also was on a plane, but I was like, that's what I was trying to get to. So if it doesn't have romance, I don't know if I'm going to resonate with it as much as this one. This one is
Wait, so how does the last book end? Oh, wait, we can't say that on the pod. Yeah, the first one, but
never mind. We'll talk after. Maybe we'll start the second Akotar book club.
Yeah, but I'm going to just going to say the second one starts without giving anything away. They have left from where they were trapped.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it starts with them coming out.
Oh my God, I miss it. Yeah. Oh my God, I miss. Oh my God, so much more.
And
is
it's
spring.
And it's springtime, not nighttime.
Yeah, I'm actually so excited for spring, just because of like all of the like the spring like imagery and just like describing like the stream and like the soft grass and the willow tree. I'm like, I cannot wait for spring and for like us to go camping.
Yesterday was gorgeous.
It was so nice. Like, I went to sit in.
It was so beautiful
Washington
yesterday.
Square Park.
Oh my God, it was
just
nice.
Like sitting in the sun, and I was like, I know. Don't you just miss like the sun on your face and sitting in like on grass. Like, I can't wait to sit on
I'm babysitting this dog, and it's been like raining the last 2-3 days. And yesterday, took her on the longest walk. I went on the West Side Highway, and I was just like, it is gorgeous. She was like
so
jumping
pretty.
Around, like everybody was in a good mood. Like,
that was the thing, too. Like, Washington Square Park was full, and it was just like so sweet. Like, people eating their lunch outside. I love how New Yorkers, like, as soon as there's just even a hint of sun, people are shirtless on the grass.
I know.
Like, picnicking.
Oh,
and it was like, it's
the grass
still
is, like, wet.
50 degrees, but like,
yeah.
Go off. Like, I love it.
Yesterday, I was like, oh, I'm going to lay on the grass in the West Side Highway with like the dog I'm babysitting. And I like go to lay down. It's like soaking wet. I'm like, okay, too early. Too early for this. Thank you.
Yeah, we really, New Yorkers get excited.
We get excited, but it's just spring. I mean, spring's my favorite season.
Yes.
Spring and fall. Like, I love when things are kind of like changing and you're
like
gearing up to like a new something. Like, I love that. I love either getting ready for winter and like getting cozy, or like getting ready for summer and like breaking free, you know? And spring and fall are my favorite seasons. So spring is springing. I was like walking around yesterday. I saw daffodils springing, tulips springing out. Like, God. It just feels so good. Yeah, I feel
like winter is like coming to a close and I'm ready.
I mean, I freaking hope so.
Yeah.
It's supposed to rain again today.
I know. I'm like, really?
And tomorrow, I think.
I think so too.
But it's supposed to be like 70 this weekend, which is going to be... Or maybe next weekend. Next weekend.
Well, last Sunday was amazing.
It's supposed to be like really warm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we should probably wrap this up here.
Yes. Thanks for tuning in to another week of amazing, riveting content.
Yeah. I know. So riveting. You're just like,
want so much of us.
You guys are on the edge of your seat waiting for what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah.
Which we don't know yet, but we'll figure that out.
We never know.
Okay, well, everybody have a great week. Yeah. We love you all.
We love you.
Kisses.
Kisses.